How do we protect athletes from concussions? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Janice Stapley, associate professor of psychology at Monmouth University, looks at safety for female Division I athletes.
Public discussion of the devastating effects of multiple concussions among athletes has highlighted the critical need for enhanced protections against this injury and careful treatment of it. So we started with the question, if there's so much information out there now about the dangerous long-term effects of concussion, why does it seem that collegiate athletes are still relatively cavalier about them? In order to understand the thinking of student athletes, we conducted interviews with 18 female Division I athletes from a variety of sports to get their take on the topic within the student athlete culture. We believe their responses can be best understood through three different lenses. Through a developmental lens, we understand their position because they're still late adolescents or emerging adults, and they've not completed their problem-solving brain development, and they tend to be optimistic, self-focused, and present-focused. Through a gender lens, female athletes may be at a high risk of concussions since they often feel that they have to both prove themselves as serious athletes and perform femininity, such as worrying about how their hair looks while competing. Lastly, as members of the culture of sport, athletes don't want to lose the opportunity to complete a game, especially if it's a championship game, because they'll miss out and also don't want to let their teammates down. Three takeaway suggestions for those who want to protect athletes. Number one, protective gear has to be mandatory or they won't use it. Number two, training has to be very specific to their sport or they'll think it doesn't apply to them. And number three, the best incentive for their cooperation with concussion protocol is that doing so will minimize missed playtime.
That was Janice Stapley of Monmouth University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.